This is Chris. Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with Christopher Meyer?
Can I say who's calling?
My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. Is this a survey?
Yes, sir. We're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Okay,
yep.
So definitely. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir? What is your age?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, you're extremely motivated. 0, not motivated at all. From 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'd prefer not to say.
I'm sorry?
I'd prefer not to say.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Probably dissatisfied.
What specifically makes you say that?
I don't know how. I just feel awkward answering these questions. I'm sorry. Can we just skip that one?
Okay. No problem, sir. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K to 12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues.
I'm going to go with abortion rights.
Okay, what about the second one?
Let me think for one second.
We have improving education, K through 12 public school, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence.
I think probably protecting our democracy and freedoms like voting rights and stuff.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think probably getting better. Yeah.
Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Maybe getting worse. Yeah.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, not at all.
Not at all.
How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Yeah, not at all.
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More. I think I probably have more.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. Somewhat more. Go ahead.
Okay. Sir, I truly thank you, okay, for staying with me and your cooperation. We're going to be done very soon, a couple of more minutes, okay? I'm going to read this very fast. Now,
okay.
Could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50, not particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know. What is your opinion about or feelings of Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
0.
0?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden?
65.
The NAACP.
100.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them? Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
0.
What about Kamala Harris?
65.
What about the Democratic Party?
75.
Taylor Swift?
95.
I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, and Cornel West, Independent, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
I don't know. Who's Cornel West?
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very, somewhat. Very, okay. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the statement. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree strongly.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree strongly.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
Agree strongly.
I strongly agree, okay. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Disagree somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Okay.
Or somewhat disagree.
Or somewhat disagree. Okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment?
Yes. I support those.
You support those strongly or somewhat?
Mm-hmm. Strongly.
Let me read to you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Parents. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I'm here.
Okay. It's okay. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which one do you agree with the most? Statement A or statement B?
The second one.
Statement B. Would you be a strongly agree or strong or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
I'm going to read to you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, extremely important. 5, somewhat. 0, not important at all. Traditional family values. 0 to 10. You can use any number.
That's kind of a loaded term, right? So I'm gonna go with 2.
Religious freedom.
10.
Secure borders.
3. Yeah.
A strong military.
6.
Hello?
Yeah, I said 6.
6. A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Now, let me read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10, you agree with the statement, 5, somewhat, 0, do not agree with the statement at all. Now, you can use any number from 0 to 10. First statement, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Would you agree?
I strongly agree with that.
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, This is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
100% agree with that.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not motivated at all. 10, extremely motivated to vote.
10, extremely motivated.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
College graduate?
Graduate school. I finished grad school.
Okay. Okay, so master's, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, do you have a... Yeah, master's is fine. Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes.
Single? Okay, you're married. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I do not.
No?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd prefer not to answer that one.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
I'm sorry?
Several times a year.
Several times a year.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I do not.
Thank you, sir. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. What's this organization called again?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. What is the organization called again?
Well, actually, we are an independent survey company, National Opinion Surveys.
Okay. Oh, okay. Great. Well, hey, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a nice night.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.